podcast, the English language for off-cover-now podcast that nobody asked for. My name's David.
And I'm the only person that sent in a joke based on our last live stream podcast.
I don't get that. What's that reference?
Do you remember when we did that watch-along to Sporoyovka?
Yes.
Playing Kaunas.
Yeah.
And I think we had some terrible jokes in the 86th minute and said, if anyone has listened to this point, send in a joke.
And
there was a joke sent in.
And it was...
Ah, I didn't plan for this bit.
Well, no. It was... it was something about a paranoid chef.
It's the way you tell them, David.
Because you sent this to me earlier today.
I did.
And basically, I was incredibly... Because the tweet was that he listened to the whole podcast but hadn't even downloaded the game.
Yeah,
he just listened to the podcast in its two-hour entirety.
I mean, that suggests a lack of hobby to me.
Lack of hobby stroke mild idiocy, yeah.
Right, my phone seems to have frozen. I believe it was Sam Beckwith.
It was Sam Beckwith.
Good.
Hi, Sam, and thank you for that. That deserves an immediate shout-out.
Also, of course, I don't think we've said this or did we say it on the last stream as well? Like, thanks for sending in that... Bobby shirt.
Yes. We didn't say that, but I did post a picture of it. So thank you very much for sending the 1997 Bobby shirt, because that is superb work.
Excellent stuff. Yes, yeah. It was Sam Beckwith. Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't even watch the video. Can't
Does
be that.
He have a joke?
Oh yeah, of course.
That was the main reason you went onto Twitter right then.
God, it's really not gonna be the payoff you wanted.
It's not a good joke. I've got to say, I will preface it with that. No offense, but it's a terrible joke.
Did you hear about the paranoid waffle chef?
No, Sam, I did not hear about the paranoid waffle chef.
He wanted to live off the griddle.
Heyo! After that, we are going to go into the second part of the podcast, which is
part one. Yeah.
no, we've got a couple of things to run through today. We've got a look at the kind of crappy friendlies that we played for a bit briefly.
By the way, the league's back.
Yes, the league is back. This is why we're doing this. And then we've got previews of Ústí nad Labem and Dukla Prague, who we're playing. Well, it's a very, very tight schedule. We've got four games within just over a week. I think four games in 9 days coming
Ústí
up.
On Thursday, Dukla on Saturday or Sunday?
Dukla on Sunday, and then we've got a Thursday and a Saturday to come, I think. So, very tight schedule, but it's the same for everyone. So we're going to look forward to Ústí and Dukla. We're going to look back on those friendlies. We've got Hot or Not, and we've got a slightly different beer of the podcast. So, here we go. So, before we restarted the season, we played four friendly games. Mm-hmm. We played Unichov of the league.
MSFL.
MSFL, are they?
Yeah, the MSFL Unichov. Yeah.
Fair enough. We played Olomouc twice in one day.
Yes.
One at 2 p.m. and one at 5 or 4, something like that. It was a weird day. Mm-hmm. And then we played Zlín.
Yes.
It was an interesting combination of results.
Yes. Yes, it was.
We battered Unichov 6-0, which was not a surprise.
That's not a game. They're usually in and about it in the MSFL. They've been there for donkeys, man. They've been Unichov have been the third tier of Moravian football since communism. I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they've been there for a while, and they usually finish about fifth or sixth.
Mm-hmm.
We're a full time team.
Yeah.
That does things like training. So during a lockdown. So
where is Unichov? Do you know?
Unichov, I believe, is north east. I think it's Olomoucký Kraj.
You're saying north. Everywhere is north from here.
While you speak, I can double check.
All right. I will speak about not the 6-0 against Unichov, because nothing was learnt there.
Mm-hmm.
But we had two games against Olomouc in the same day. That was a bizarre combination of circumstances. We lost the first one 3-1 and we lost the second one 2-0. The first one was a very experimental side. There were only three subs on the bench, even. They all took part, but there were only three subs on the bench because they were saving what I would call the first team for the second game, which we still lost. But it was things like we were playing Marek Mach, who is a very young, I think he's a 19-year-old centre midfielder as a centre half.
As a centre half?
Yeah.
So is he Mach 3?
Hey!
Sorry.
No. So, Unichov.
Unichov is 22 kilometres northwest of Olomouc.
All right, fair
so,
enough.
So, yeah, well, there you go.
That's something I've learned. And they were all incredibly experimental, like things like Stefanovski getting back to full fitness and playing as a fullback, because that's clearly where Michalek sees him.
That's
now.
Not going to be experimental. Every single game Stepanovski played was in that position.
Which is why I meant it was experimental for this, he's training him up. Like, so, he needs
like
match experience
manager.
As a...
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Needs experience as attacking fullback. Yeah. So
The Zborovka Brno board expect you will receive £0 for this friendly.
Yeah, exactly. We lost the two games against Olomouc, and then we played Zlín.
Fuck that, by the way.
We lost 5-0. We were only 1-0 down at half-time, I think, from a Stefanovski own goal.
Yeah.
Excitingly. And then we lost 5-0. But that was one where the entire team switched around, apart from Stefanovski, Čermák and Sedlák were the only three who played the entire game.
Yeah.
But it was one of those where... Your goalkeeper changes at half-time. Schuster played a lot because he has had a very little first-team experience.
Well, what was interesting about that, actually, in the goalkeeper was it started with Schuster, changed to Flodder, and then went back to Schuster again for the last 10 minutes. I don't know. Like, I mean, I even wrote down the starting 11 for that game because I was just sort of like trying to get my head around how that team gets pumped 5-0.
Right.
And then I remembered, we follow Zborovka Brno. So, nothing ever really happens. I didn't actually watch that game. I was working. But it was live streamed on the internet.
Yeah. I've heard of that. So that's...
Yeah. You shouldn't read into friendlies. We always say this before going into a but. But I would be kind of worried that our preferred attacking front two have scored one each in four friendlies, and both of those goals was against Unichov.
That's Rusek and Plichistal.
Yes.
I assume is our first
three games,
front two,
to be fair. The first Olomouc game was a scud, but that worries me a little bit.
It was one of the things that Michalek said after the Zlín game. He said his biggest disappointment is, and this is something that has been a recurring theme for Zborovka throughout their tenure in the second league, is that they sort of think they're too good for it and they want to walk it in.
Yeah.
And he was furious. It's like nobody's taking their chances. Nobody's... like. It sounds like a weird thing to say, but basically nobody's having a crack.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that lack of responsibility yet again that has been an issue year after year after year of just passing it off. And he seemed pretty furious about that, I think, particularly in the Zlín game.
Yeah, being pumped by another team, I don't mind too much. The issue that I have is that there is every chance we could be playing Zlín.
Yeah.
If we finish second or third, because Zlín are currently in the last occupied relegation playoff spots, and they've conceded 40 goals this season in the league.
Yeah.
You should be scoring.
You should be scoring at least one. Come on, yeah.
I don't know. That's sort of the worry. But I mean, I guess everyone's going to have the worries at this point, because this is no longer about basically individual players. This is about squad fitness and squad rotation.
Yeah, this
for
is a,
every team in the league.
Yeah, this is an absolutely unknown sprint to the finish.
Banik Sokolov are utterly fucked. the squad's not big enough, and teams like that are going to really struggle compared with teams that have bigger resources in this league, which us and Dukla by a long shot, Vysočina Jihlava as well, have the most resources by a country mile in this league or whatever. They should be sort of favourites. I don't know if this unusual time or whatever, usually, you know, if that supersedes the normal optimism that we have about Zbrojovka in the second half of a season, because Zbrojovka in the second half of a season always seem to be great for no real reason.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, my concern is that it will maybe lead to a bit of switching off. And a bit of complacency, because all the games seem like friendlies now, mm-hmm. in a weird way. So,
yeah. For us, yes. This is actually, just to talk a bit more about going on to the league, because this is a bit of a hodgepodge of, you know, what's Zbrojovka now, what's happening right now with the rest of the league, is that we sort of have a disadvantage in the sense that we're too well-supported, damn it. So, like, did you see the announcement today by SK Lishen?
Yeah.
Who are playing tomorrow, I think? They're playing...
Well, they played today.
Oh, they'll be playing as we are speaking then. Because they're opening their gates to their season ticket holders
yeah.
because it's 300 at the moment, I believe, mm-hmm. isn't it, that you're allowed to have in the stadium. So they're opening their game to the season ticket holders. Prostyov are doing the same, by the way.
Yeah.
And... everything else will be streamed. They're going to stream all their other games.
Yeah.
We don't have the luxury of doing that, because if you only let 300 Zbrojovka fans in from a lottery pick of, you know, season book holders or whatever, there would be a riot.
Yeah.
I think.
I mean, was it Pavel said we've got at least 1,500 season ticket holders, something like that. So, yeah, it's going to be tricky to see how that works. And... you know, our home form is pretty good because, you know, mm-hmm. Srpska, you know, a kind of soulless bowl that it is, mm-hmm. actually, like, for this league, gets possibly the best crowd for the whole for the whole league. So,
and it's,
yeah, it's going to be slightly weird.
And it's bad for the weekend as well, because if there's one team that's used to playing in front of absolutely nobody, it's Dukla Prague. That's going to be some issues there. Like, squad rotation is going to be nuts. Not complaining about having too many midfielders now, are we? But
the one thing that we're lacking is defenders, which is why Stepanovski is becoming an emergency right back. No Kotola, no Krustufek, Shural, touch and go for the Usti game. Can the Iceman play four positions at once? I wouldn't put it past him, but you know.
That's a good point. I think that these games actually with Zbrojovka are going to be absolute bloodbaths because it's going to be so open, and either you're going to have people absolutely exhausted, you know, or the game's going to be like 10 each.
I'm for that. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, are you looking forward, just before we go on to our previews of the game, are you looking forward to Thursday? Because there was a good attempt by the club to try and put a bit of fan atmosphere into these coming weeks.
Is it the giant photos of heads on seats?
I quite like the giant photos of heads on seats, but I was thinking more about what's going to be happening at Zlata Lodge and Charlie's Hat.
Well, I think we should go into that in the next section, which is all about that stuff.
So this was almost like a segue.
Yes, almost like a segue. Sorry about... you know, sorry for ruining that.
Should we seg? Seg, baby, seg, baby.
Yes. So, in their first game, their first competitive game since coming back, Zbrojovka are heading to the far end of the country for a non-essential task, like a busload of Dominic Cummings is.
Hey! You were waiting for the
political
moment.
Satire at its finest from Zbrojovcast. There, yeah. I've been working on that all day. Yeah. Shows how much work I've got to do. the boys are heading to Ustinad Labem, which we had very much looked forward to going to, but didn't in the end. Obviously,
I still owe you money for that.
That's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yes.
Shit. That's actually on record now as well. Damn it. Okay. Ustinad Labem, we are going to be watching it from Zlatar Lodge, as you previously said, on Namesti Svobody in Brno, where they are setting up two fan zones because we are just coming out of mask-wearing territory after about 2 months, is it?
a long time.
9 weeks or something of nowhere being open and masks on wherever you go. By the way, well done the Czech Republic on this.
And now we've changed from that to everywhere's open and masks sometimes. So
masks sometimes, yes.
Masks sometimes.
I feel it's a little bit odd to be allowing 150 people into a confined area rather than slightly more people into an open stadium. Yeah. But, you know, it is what it is.
Rules is the rules.
Rules is rules, yeah.
They're doing it like football style, though, aren't they? Which probably means beer in terrible plastic cups, and they're doing klobasas.
Yeah, because normally beer in Zlatan Lodge is very expensive for incredibly crap Starobrno.
Yeah.
So we're keeping the incredibly crap Starobrno, but for slightly cheaper. So that's something. And we will be regaled, ladies and gentlemen, with the comedy stylings of Petr Švancara, who I can't stand at this point, frankly. His sidekick, the wonderful, as a player, Milan Patsander, who is the main reason I wanted to go to Zlatá Loď rather than Charlie's Square. It's being held in two venues, mainly because I am... My sort of aim is to slightly corner Milan Patsander and see if his English is good enough to get on here.
I won't be doing that, but
I will.
You have the stones for doing these sorts of things. I'll be on table number one. We will be on table number one if we want to say
two,
hello.
I think
we're number one, right in front of the telly. I think we're in the press box.
No, we're two.
I've been lied to by Pavel.
Yeah. Well, either way, we're there anyway. So, Usti.
Fusti nad Labe.
On the Labe.
Yes.
What do we know of them?
They're a team that we fucking hate playing. So last three games between Usti nad Labe and Zbrojovka have all been draws. A 2-2, a 0-0, and a 2-2. The last one.
Ostina Tutu. It's not strange.
Thank you for that.
Yeah,
good. he's a racist. We should have beat them when we played them in August. 2-2. Very harsh penalty, which allowed them to equalise in the 87th minute. If I remember correctly. Yeah. Shirley's son playing a role in that.
Fortune Bassey.
They have... I'm saying a lot, you might notice, because I'm not used to doing podcasts anymore. It's been a while.
It has been a while. Like, particularly in this format.
Yes.
Where we have to rip through stuff that we've made notes on.
Yeah, so their two friendlies was against... 2-0.
Good.
And Teplice, where they lost 4-1. Bassey penalty. On a... more serious note regarding Usti nad Labem, there was the news of the death of Radim Novák at the end of April, who unfortunately had cancer. He was 10 seasons in goal for the club with 236 league games under his belt. And I believe he was 42, which is no age to see yourself out, really. So nobody, of course, associated with Usti from the, you know, is really listening to this. But if anyone is, then, you know, you send our condolences to all supporters. And I think that's been quite a strong narrative in Usti's preparation for this for this end of the season. Sort of do it for, you know, a club hero. He was their first choice keeper when they went up to the first league as well. So they're going to be kind of maybe a bit worked up for this, and they still have a couple of players that have caused us a fuck ton of problems before. Yuba Drame, you may remember.
Yes, yeah.
He's at least before this madness of the lockdown started, he was almost a 1-in-2 midfielder. He's now getting played in a sort of advanced position. You're looking for the ever popular second league favourite of a 4-2-3-1 formation that we diamond. So they'll probably be outplaying that. They tend to be fast. Fortune Bassey is the butt of a lot of jokes here, but he's actually half decent.
Yeah.
Their midfield is quite good.
Yeah. I remember Drame he was the standout player when they were here, wasn't he? He was just get the ball and just run. Just we were shitting ourselves whenever he came near us.
That's it. He's one of these players as well. Like, he's very fast on the ball and sort of likes to run at defences. But when he's off it, he also hassles a wee bit.
Mm-hmm.
So like he's very well rounded in the right flank role.
He's everything you don't want to face in an attacking midfielder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like if they had a competent left side, then that would be absolutely deadly. But he's the one that's having to cut in, and he's scoring most of their goals at the moment. So I don't know what this game is going to really hold for us in some ways, because I was kind of worried a little bit about this game before even, you know.
Yeah.
Especially away. But being away in front of no one might settle some nerves. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. It'll be an interesting game, I think. I'm really looking forward to it. Not just because it's football on again, but I think being among Sporovka supporters in sort of a pub setting will be a nice way to see it as well.
Aye, like,
rather than just, you know,
we were
silently with no commentary on YouTube.
Yeah, we were really worried that this was all going to be a sort of a behind closed door, and then the second league is never a priority in any country's football. But I think the league as a whole has done very well at this. So there's going to be this extra games that are going to be on Cetis Sport. Fortuna are putting in the doing some streams of things as well. There's an agreement now between second league clubs and sponsors that any game that's not being shown on TV, the club is free to live stream as well on their website.
Really? Okay, cool.
So that's how Zborovka are doing it. So any game that Zborovka aren't playing will 100% be live streamed if it's at home.
Yeah.
And that's also what Lishen are doing as well. So Lishen are, like we said, are letting in players, but they're also streaming this game that they're playing in tonight. So nice. I think that'll be the same for a lot of clubs, unless they're like really small. Zhishkov are doing it, I think, as well.
Yeah.
Zhishkov are inviting bespoke guests to go to their home games, I believe, which includes friend of the podcast, of course, Dan Statham.
Really? Okay. Good for him.
So good for him getting to see live football, but really, who's the team that's going to be seeing winning football? Ustin Adlabin, probably.
Yeah. Anyway. So, after we've done that, we are going to be going into one of our regular favourites, because football, in a way, is back. So it's time for Hot or Not.
Hey.
It's time for Hot or Not, it is. Time for Hot or Not, it is, it is.
I was wondering what the pause was before you were starting. We're trying to think up a song for it.
Song. And that was?
That's Henry VIII by Bats vs. Cats, and which was covered by Herman's Hermits.
Yes.
But I believe covered from Bracket Traditional or something
Not
like that.
Not covered from Bracket Traditional. Well, yeah, Bracket, some sort of folk song, like some sort of nursery rhyme, I think. Yeah, Hot or Not it is. And a welcome return to it.
Absolutely.
I feel. Uh-huh. You've got two hots and two nots.
I've got two hots and one not, because I couldn't split the hots.
All right, you go first then with your hot.
Do you want a hot?
Yes.
This will not surprise you, David. My hot is Football Manager.
You've got back on it, haven't you?
I've got back on it after about 5 years or something like that. Because I originally stopped playing Football Manager because I am fucking terrible. And it's been going similarly, but I'm now my team Dromara Village FC are now quite close to promotion from the third tier of Northern Irish football. So yeah, because I got sacked from things and then no one would give me a job until that.
You got sacked by?
I got sacked by Bradford Bracket Park Avenue close bracket.
Yeah. Not before you had messaged me on like a Saturday night to go, and needed advice.
So, how the fuck do you tactics, David? it was very much like Pavel Schuster's Zbrojovka. So I've put in something like 30 hours over the past 4 days, 4 or 5 days even.
This, I have to say, is not Sam's normal way of doing things, but you have just had your wisdom teeth out, so you couldn't do anything.
Yes.
Apart from sit around and play Football Manager.
sit around, play Football Manager and eat soup.
Yeah.
Pretty much been my life so far this past week.
Yeah.
Hence a different style of BOTP later on.
Yes, exactly, yeah. There was a hot related to this, or
it's not at all related to it at all. So on you go, have a.
All right, my hot is Marcus Rashford.
Okay.
Marcus Rashford was given a certificate from the High Sheriff of Manchester either yesterday or this morning. I can't remember when I saw this initially. But, like, that might sound like a fake thing. I believe the High Sheriff of Manchester sounds like a fake thing.
It does,
I think
yeah.
It's one of those sort of ceremonial positions that people in local government have.
sounds like the name of a character that used to go to the Factory nightclub.
Yeah, exactly. But, people, meaning the media, have spent this lockdown bashing footballers about how they should give their money to the NHS and the public, and how dare they earn
pay
money.
Pay nurses, footballers' wages, yeah. IMO.
Yeah, exactly. However, over the last month, Marcus Rashford has either personally contributed or has raised awareness of and to Fair Share, which is a charity that fights hunger and food waste. And with his donations and the public, they've raised £20 million in 4 weeks.
£20 million?
£20 million.
Well, it's almost as much as that old guy that walks around his garden.
Yeah. But yeah. To be fair, like without him endorsing and like really pushing it on his like on his Twitter and his Instagram, like that's all he's done basically.
That's mad.
Because like he's a Manchester boy himself, and yeah. He comes from a fairly poor background.
Mm-hmm.
Quote: "To be recognised by my own city is a great feeling. Since I was young, I knew that if I ever got into a position where I could help, I would. I'm so proud of what we've achieved, and we will not stop. 2.8 million children a week are now receiving meals they otherwise wouldn't have during this lockdown because of your help, and you're all superstars." Good on Marcus Rashford, I say.
That's a really noble use of your hot and puts my next hot to shame.
I just thought it was nice.
That is nice.
Good lad, Marcus Rashford.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, what's your other hot then?
Hearts getting relegated.
Superb.
Right, so yeah, they called the Scottish League, and they called the Scottish League in the most satisfying factor, meaning that Aberdeen get into Europe, Hearts get relegated, threatening legal action, and there is an even more welcome return of the Wagner video. Like,
now, I didn't know what this was,
this has
the
been
Wagner
going,
video, until you posted it.
This has been going on for years in Scottish football. If people remember from about 7 or 8 years ago now, there was Wagner, who was on, I believe, X Factor or something like that. This sort of very flamboyant Brazilian
guy.
No one
listening to this will remember that,
yes.
But okay.
But what you can do is you can pay Wagner £15 and he'll sing a bit of a song and he'll record a message.
Right.
And this has been used for a number of years by Scottish football fans, basically to get at their rivals. Most famously by Dundee fans in particular, about Dundee United. So there are hundreds of ones where it's just Wagner being like, "This is a message for all Dundee United fans. Get down, 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 get down, down, down." And they've started coming up for Hearts again. So people are just paying, like, Wagner is now living off Scottish football. And I love it.
This is the most Scottish football thing to have ever happened, by the way.
Wagner videos are just so funny, man. They're just so good. It's just like, how do you do it? Like, it's just... And Wagner obviously has zero idea what any of this stuff means. So like, he got into trouble a while ago because he said something like "up the Ra" because Celtic fans were sending him stuff. He didn't know this. He often refers to Rangers as Sevco because he doesn't know what Sevco means. All this sort of stuff, and I'm very for it. But
okay.
Hearts going down is hilarious just because of Hearts fans.
Not fair enough, yeah.
Get down and stay down.
Alright, you got one knot.
I do have one knot, yes.
Is yours a hilarious knot or a serious knot?
I think it's hilarious, but you may disagree.
Alright, well, I'll do my knot now, because it's vaguely related to me in a way. My knot is Sunderland, Ipswich and Portsmouth pushing to complete League One season.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that.
Now, full disclosure, as many of you will know, I'm a massive Coventry City fan. We are currently sitting top of League One, 7 points clear of the playoffs with a game in hand, and after that game, 10 matches remaining for the whole league.
Yeah.
I was asked by a mate, Dan, mm-hmm. actually, a couple of days ago, which would I prefer, going up or finishing the season? You know, like being promoted automatically or mm-hmm. finishing the season. I said going up.
Yeah.
But even if we finish the season, I don't think we'll bottle it anyway. Yeah. Because we've basically been playing behind closed doors the whole season.
True.
In Birmingham. And we've been doing completely fine. And if we win our game in hand, we'll be 10 points clear with 10 games left and people tripping over each other and we've got a really easy run in. Mm-hmm. I think that's fine. However, my problem is, it seems slightly curious that the three biggest teams, mm-hmm. apart from us, obviously, in League One, Sunderland, Ipswich and Portsmouth, are the only ones who want to push to have the season completed. Sunderland, who are 7th and outside the playoffs, Ipswich, who are 10th outside the playoffs and have lost their last four games, and Portsmouth, who are 4th and only 2 points off an automatic promotion place.
Yes.
Actually, again, full disclosure, they're not the only ones. Oxford and Fleetwood also want to finish it. Oxford, because they're 3rd and they reckon they can take 2nd place
mm-hmm.
Off Rotherham. And Fleetwood, because they've got money.
Mm-hmm.
The Peterborough chairman tweeted that he wanted to finish, but rode back instantly as soon as... Because he's a gobshite, basically.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen his Twitter account, man. He's a very strange man. Yeah.
Curious fish. Anyway, he's
one of those George flags outside your bedroom window on the day.
He's an awful human. Anyway, my point is, for League One to finish, it costs £150,000 to test the entire club. So playing staff, backroom staff, mm-hmm. anyone who's going to go per game.
Per game.
Sunderland and Ipswich and Portsmouth can probably afford that. But Wimbledon, Accrington, Blackpool, Rochdale, mm-hmm. etc.
Yeah.
Playing with no income from tickets or concessions or anything will not be able to afford £150,000 a game. This is absolute selfishness.
Sunderland till I literally die.
Yeah. This is absolute selfishness from these big mm-hmm. clubs. And just like I said, I don't care. I think we'll be up anyway. If the season finishes, you know, I think we'll be fine. It's just dickheadedness mm-hmm. from those big clubs. And that is my knot.
That's a very good knot.
Yours is way less serious than that, isn't it?
Yeah, mine is Livingston Football Club putting up a Twitter poll to offer their goalkeeper a new contract or not. Thus breaking employment law.
I think I know the result of this Twitter poll.
Was it
no?
It was yes, actually. Give him a new poll. Apparently this was a joke. I feel it may have started something a bit more serious. This is still not as good as Dundee United offering Cammy Bell to clubs as a free transfer on Twitter, though, which actually happened a few seasons ago. That was pretty bad. But this is just part of Livy's social media. It's like really kind of bad. So like they pull little stunts like this, and they have a couple of first team players being like, "Oh, he's not the goalkeeper. I think he was. You know, out to pasture and all sort of that sort of banter." This is very similar to earlier on in the season where they teased everyone with, "Who wants to hear another great transfer thing for Livy?" And it was bringing a player back from loan. I'm not for it, Livy. I'm not for that's Livy now on Twitter buzzing me there to tell me that
I got a buzz just then, so I'm assuming it's not Livy on Twitter.
I don't know. Go fuck yourself and that Coventry boy. Just been running all my life with student loans and Livy Football Club. Right, before we veer off topic even further, I think that's the end of the Hot or Nots for this time.
So it is time next for a slightly different version, just for this episode, of Beer of the Podcast. Slightly different Beer of the Podcast.
We've really fucked this podcast.
That's fine.
Great stuff.
So this Beer of the Podcast is less a Beer of the Podcast than a thank you to people who supplied us with beer during not podcasts. Yep. Beer of the lockdown, I would say. Beers of the lockdown.
Beers of the lockdown.
Well, mainly, we can't do beer of the podcast this week because Sam is still on the penicillin thing.
I'm on lots of medication.
Lots of medication,
including,
and can't
including
drink.
These really cool painkillers, by the way, which are banned in the UK and the USA.
Oh, really?
So you know they must be good if they're banned in places. It's one of these ones, these sort of like suspicious looking powder that you put in a thing and you drink it down, and apparently I'm going to get kidney failure because of it. So, but beer's all about the liver. So let's,
yeah. Anyway, so what we thought we would do was give shout-outs to anywhere that has done interesting beer or beer delivery or something around Brno. So if you want to give these people your patronage, now that we are sort of out of a lockdown situation, then you're more than welcome to. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start by giving a shout-out to the Expedition Club, which very few people know where
Club
it is.
Beside, the other side of Nastoyaka.
Yes.
Awesome place.
Up a curious staircase, and they have a large boat.
Right in the middle. You have to take your shoes off when you go in.
Yes. And they were the people who gave me my 5 litres of incredibly strong IPA earlier in this lockdown, because I didn't realise how much 5 litres was. It's a lot. So big shout out to them. Sam, do you have a...
Yes, this is one that we've both used, which is siderka.cz,
yes,
which is real cider. None of this actual like nonsense cider that you get in the supermarkets here is super sweet, artificial. It's actually real sort of dry cider, and it's a little bit pricey, but it's worth it because it's actually made on site by a bunch of guys up in Bistertz, and there's free delivery for anywhere in Brno if you would like to buy their ciders.
You see, I don't think it is that pricey because I got the like selection box, so like 6 liter bottles for something like
7.75, so yeah,
for like 700 and some crowns, too dry, too sweet, too semi,
and
delivered to your house, which is absolutely remarkable and absolutely delicious.
I just think that just not a lot of people are going to spend 120 crowns on a bottle of something, you know, unless it's like wine.
Thing is, though, I got them as a kind of treat. They lasted me quite a long time because I had them in the fridge, and it was like a kind of a, you know what, I just want to sit this evening, you know, listen to records and just sip on a, you know, a nice cider for an evening. You know, that's how I use my. It was bloody lovely. Yeah. It was good stuff. Yeah. I'm also going to say Utomana, because A, I love their stuff anyway.
Utomana,
I love their beer anyway. And they had their, like, you could order in, you had to go and collect it personally, but you could order in beers and you could arrange a pickup time, and they would interestingly winch it down from their top bar for you, like on the outside of the building.
That's amazing.
Which is entertaining and brilliant.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Have you been using any more resources, or have you just been going... I think you went to Zastavka as well.
Zastavka had a window open very early, and they were also doing sort of canned IPAs and APAs, like, from people they don't normally stock. They were just taking other breweries' canned stuff and selling them out the fridge, which was good stuff from them. So that was very nice to see. Do you have any more?
I was going a little bit. The whiskey bar had a couple of nice stouts on throughout the thing, which was quite nice and pretty reasonably priced, I think, for what they were as well. The one that I would like to mention that we've talked about before on this podcast, though, especially if you like your football and you're around Brno, is please help Udana out. They really need help with shifting stock and rent and things like that. So they have been able to open the last few weeks as a window, but they've been pretty much battered throughout all this, like a lot of other pubs have been. So if you like, you know, a real sort of fan hub for Zborovka, and a place where you can pretty much get any game on as long as you ask in advance, you know, please make sure to give them your patronage.
Yeah, they are also still doing food takeout, so if you want ribs or chicken wings or something, and they will do you pints as well on a takeout basis. So,
and the ribs are fantastic.
They're fabulously good, yeah. My last shout is to Pivoň, which is on the corner of Vrchlitske Hosad and Luzhanetska.
This is not going to be good podcast one, but this is the one that we walked past when we went to Luzhanki.
Yes,
a couple
and
of weeks back.
I went back there, and they do a fabulous pint of Klock. And
Slotsk,
yeah. And it's just opposite. Like, it's one of those places that if you go to the tennis club, which was a big queue up bar in Luzhanki, and you walk literally outside the park by about 50 metres, there's a pub on the corner with no queue at all, and they will happily do you a pint there. But, you know, all this is open now. But, you know, I'm just saying that is a... They do very good beer there.
Yeah. And, well, it's important that all this is open now, because if you are a beer drinker, not everyone is, and that's fine, but if you are a beer drinker and you like having pubs there... Pubs need you now more than ever, even during this sort of lockdown, because now is where they make all the money back.
Yeah.
This is how they, you know, pay back dates, back payments of rent. This is how they keep staff going on until, you know, for the months ahead. And it would be a bad thing to go into lockdown, have your job safe, come off of lockdown, and then lose your job because not many people go to your pub anymore. So drink beer. Drink beer, watch football, smoke tabs. Gamble on whippets.
Yeah, well,
everything else.
Be in Yorkshire, basically.
Everything
that,
you do in the pub, you know.
Yeah.
Eat a pie.
Love a pie.
Miss a pie.
Oh, dear. Anyway, so...
Football podcast.
Yeah.
Czech Republic.
So, the last thing we're going to talk about is Dukla. Dukla Praha.
Great.
We're playing them away.
Playing them at home.
Oh, sorry, yes. Yeah. Ústí away, Dukla at home. On Sunday or Saturday, one of the weekend days. Anyway, we're going to talk about that next. So, Dukla.
On Monday.
Not on Saturday or Sunday, as we I had previously claimed.
Yeah. So let it not be said that we don't do our research on this podcast. At least we correct ourselves.
Yeah. Let it be said that we do not do our research on this podcast. Anyway,
this is very rusty.
It is very rusty.
I feel it. I feel it deep inside me. The rust.
Yeah.
So yeah. Dukla Prague.
Yes. They're doing very well.
They are doing very well. They won yesterday. They beat Jihlava 2-1.
That was a massive result for, I would say, us, actually.
I think in the long term I would have liked a draw there.
Well,
but
yeah, I mean, you know...
Jihlava not winning is a good one.
Yeah, in the long term you'd prefer all big teams to basically draw with each other, but...
Sure, yeah, it's just that it gives them a bit of momentum. That's a problem. That's the next game is us is the thing, and like, yeah, like it's going to be tough game against them. Like they completely outfought us, outsmarted us, and outclassed us in.
That was the end of Schuster, basically, wasn't it?
That game was just terrible.
It was dreck.
Just because it's a 10:15 in Prague, so everyone's up early, everyone's in a bad mood. You're working on some mighty hangover, if I remember correctly.
It was me and Maruška there. Yeah,
yeah,
turning up purely for the gigantic sausage.
Yeah,
as it were,
and it was and it wasn't good. Like. The football.
Were dreadful, absolutely dreadful.
them. Like, the scoreline sort of flattered us quite a lot as well, which says something. They, you might remember that they played a 3-4-3.
That's right, yes.
They're not so mad these days. They're still playing three at the back, so they're playing a 3-5-2. With just a classic like number six in the sort of middle, sort of like as a defensive midfielder, and then sort of like panning out. So they are looking to be kind of an attacking team, that or they just don't like having proper, you know, sort of a proper four back defenders or whatever. Mm-hmm. Maybe they have. Well, no, actually, I was going to say maybe they had problems with, you know, getting people into a formation, but then they were playing three at the back, I think, even in the first league, which is wild. Their best player is probably Daniel Tetor. Central midfielder, yes. Club captain.
Yes, I'm aware of his work, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think he's leading them on assists. Lukasz Holík, 7 goals. Mm-hmm. So, again, they look quite good. They had a proper, let's say, test of friendlies, so they decided to just go, fuck it, we're going to play Sparta Prague and Victoria Pilsen.
Okay, yeah.
They lost both of them, but I mean, they only lost to Sparta 3-2, and they did score against Pilsen in the 3-1 reversal, so they're going to be tough.
Yeah, I mean, I think they realise, or they reckon that their place is back at the top table immediately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're testing themselves to go back up.
And they're obviously, it's none of this, yeah.
You know, none of this Unichoff nonsense.
Yeah, they're actually, you know, they have a plan and they're going for it. And I think, to be honest, that sometimes they've felt, I mean, again, like Zbrojovka have, you know, this league is too good for them or whatever, but they've been kind of embarrassed.
They're too good for this league, you mean?
Yeah. Too good for this league. And they are, you know, getting embarrassed every so often. Like, I remember the last game that they played before this season went onto lockdown was that they lost 5-2 to Victoria Žižkov.
That's right, yeah.
And I believe they lost their first game of the season. Like, they conceded 3 goals to an okay 3-net side, but not an amazing one. So they do have a tendency to leak goals sometimes, but this is a good one to play and maybe get out of the way as well, because there are probably our two biggest games until the end of the season are going to be Jihlava at home and Dukla
at home.
And at home, that's it. We have Hradec Králové to play away as well, which is a concern.
Yeah.
But an in-form, Victoria Žižkov, we've already played in Prague, so...
Yeah, who are now lurking suspiciously in fifth position.
Yes,
now?
So right now you have, was it us and... I had this out a moment ago, but you have about 4 teams within about 2 or 3 points of each other. So you have Pardubice at the top. Yeah. Then you have
Jihlava, us, Dukla, and Dukla,
Hradec Králové,
and
Žižkov are 2 points behind that group as well. So this is going to be a real sprint to the finish, if you can call it that. Again, this is one of these ones that's really hard to predict, because we're going into uncertain times, and we can't really base any predictions on current form or, you know, how we've reacted to them in a game that was months ago under a different manager. So I'd really need to see the Usti game to work out whether or not we're going to really do some damage.
I'm scared
there.
Of seeing the Usti game, Sam.
Yeah.
I sort of don't want to see it, because it might be fucking horrible.
It's one of these things. We're sort of talking about it. Like, I just would not be surprised that if we... And this is what we were saying, actually, in a podcast months ago. It's such a shame the winter break's coming in, because we've won this such a good run of form and we've just beaten Pardubice. And now we had one game, beat Sokolov, just about beat Sokolov. And then we just went into 2 months of, I don't know, don't die and stay at home. So who knows what I'm like. It's within the realms of possibility that Zbrojovka just go and they lose 4-0 to Usti.
Yeah.
Things like this have happened. Stranger things have happened before. But also...
That horse becoming Pope, for one.
We could easily go out and just get a good result, though, because we still have good players.
We're still a good team. We're a good side.
We've got a good manager. So. Okay.
But actually, boiling it down, it becomes like every single Zbrojovka game. We've got a good team. It just depends which team turns up.
Yeah.
As has always been the way with this mob.
Historically, on our side is the fact that we're always good in the sort of the closing stretch of a league.
Yeah.
What also is playing on my mind is the last time we were up in Ústí, we were 2-0 up and then proceeded to get absolutely battered for 70 minutes, and we were lucky to come up with a point.
Yeah. And we don't even have good pubs to remedy that.
Anyone who is in Ústí nad Labem as well, you should probably go to Ústecká Pivoteka.
Yes, please do. Because I assume they're back open now, unless this has tragically killed them in some way.
Because that was a good bar.
It was a good bar, yeah. So that's it, I guess, unless you've got anything else?
No. I would like to wrap this up and have another crack at this podcast again in a couple of weeks when I can speak properly and I can drink during it.
Yes. We're going to wrap this up by saying thanks for listening, everyone. Follow us on all the social medias, on Facebook and Twitter, at SwarovCast.
Yeah. Please, if you are coming to if you're around the Brno area, please come and watch the team if you like. The game will be on live, I believe, on, is it Chete Sports? I think I
don't know. I didn't even know what day the Dukla game was on, so I'm not saying
it's
anything
on,
right
so
now.
It's on Chete Sport. I believe kickoff is at 6 o'clock. It's because it's on TV, and I don't want to be that guy in the pub. There will be no Zbrojovcast updates. Just watch it yourself, guys.
Yeah.
But there might be something for upcoming games as well.
Yes, and if you are not from the Czech Republic, if you are listening to this in England or the USA or Spain or Brazil or wherever the hell you are, which we inexplicably have listeners from, hey, watch it.
Yes. It'll be up on all these usual football sites where you can watch football.
Yeah, and you might actually get to see what we're talking about for the first time in possibly ever, depending on who you are and where you are.
I promise you, it's just so much more fun than that bloody Belarusian league.
Well, I mean, you know, being smacked in the nads with a spade is more fun than the Belarusian league.
Well, but I mean, unfortunately, we don't have a team called Slutsk, but, you know.
That is a shame. But, yeah, we're going to play you out with A pained admission to what Sam and I feel, I would say, for this ridiculous football club and all they put us through.
Christ.
So, we're going to play you out with this. So, see ya.
Cheerio. Bye.
To jsem já závidím snům, že jsou jen tví. Touhy máš, přání svý, snad jim dáš mou tvář a jméno mý. Jsem blázen, co tě v hlavě má. Bez lásky prostě umírá. Já pravdu znám, srdce prodávám, tobě oddávám. Koukni do očí, proč důvod mít?